not. It's 20. But I want to paint the compelling, persuasive picture of time. And so I will manipulate the what I say as what time it is to get the desired response. Of course, she's on to me. She's always like, Mommy, it's 4:17. It is not 4:25. So she's on to me on that. But even that little realization of how much I manipulate what comes through my mouth to get a desired response, okay? So tapping through the points, and maybe I'm the only one. Maybe all you guys are perfect angels. Okay, so tapping through the points. I'm open to this consciousness, this radical, fearless look at how I'm using my fifth chakra to manipulate, to hide, to be a victim, to be a hero. I'm just going to honor all of the ways I use my fifth chakra in the shadow. Instead of being direct, instead of speaking my truth, both the truth of my beauty, brilliance, and strength, my gifts and talents, and the truth about my shortcomings, my humanity, in a way that is real, that is not hidden or overstated. The way that I use my voice to reveal my humanity, my greatness, and my vision. My incredible vision and intention. So I'm open to this radical look at how I use my fifth chakra. And maybe I have more forgiveness work to do. Maybe some of it is shocking to me. But I love and I honor myself. And I honor my fifth chakra for all the ways it allows me to speak, to connect, to create myself, and create my life. And I'm open to the consciousness about all of these phrases, these habitual ways of speaking, so that I can start to let them go, reframe and rewire them through my positive intentions to see the world as it is and speak that truth. To see myself as I am and speak that truth. To see other people as they truly are. All of us magnificent, evolving, and human. And speak my truth in my relationships. I totally honor myself today, and I honor my fifth chakra. Okay, now take a nice deep breath.